but I've got something else. Two things that I want to talk about before today's show is over. One is I'm about to make my debut on the stage at Caroline's. Now, I'm not performing, but I will be introducing somebody who's very famous. And my job is to tell a couple of jokes and introduce the act. That's coming up, it looks like, Wednesday, I should say, October 27th. And that'll be my debut on stage at Caroline's. And I'm going to be terrible. Not bad, terrible.
How many minutes do you have to do?
Whatever I want. I'm introducing the act, so it's like I could do three minutes, I could do five.
You could do two or three jokes and
get the hell out of there.
Get off.
Right.
It's easy.
You want to write them?
I'll help you.
Well, I'll tell you before the end of today's show who I'm introducing. And there's a theme, so you'll know the theme, and you're a great joke writer. You're great at it. So you can write. You're welcome. It's true. You can write two or three jokes based on the theme of this specific performer, and then I'll look like $1 million and just get off the stage. You know?
Exactly right.
Right.
I mean, that's easy. Yeah, you're going to hit it out of the park.
Well, you've done this a million times. You're great at it. I've never done it.
But it's still, it fills you with anxiety.
Right.
No matter how many times you do it.
It's going to be a packed house.
But if you're prepared and you know you have good material, it makes you a lot more relaxed.
It does?
Yeah. And plus, you know, you're going to keep it brief. Nobody wants you're not the main act.
No, I'm not.
So,
no.
Yeah,
but people will love me there. I mean, I'm a famous guy. I'm a star.
You always leave them wanting more.
That's what I'm saying.
So you go up one, two, maybe three jokes.
Get out.
And here's the main dude, and I'll see you later.
I asked Jim Brewer to write me a joke. He said he'd write one. And if you could write two, then I'm done. Between Jim Brewer and Bernie McGurk, I don't know. How could you get better than that? That's genius.
Yeah. Plus, just be your ridiculous self.
Stupid, dopey self.
Right. You know. You know how it is.
What?
Just be your.
What are you saying? No, I don't.
Just be a little nutty. Say blank you to the crowd.
Right.
And, you know, get into it with them. Do your jokes, and you're going
to
be great.
It used to be so much easier when I was high. You know, I don't miss drinking. Not even a little.
Yeah.
I certainly don't miss drugs.
It's
not at all.
It may be a little bit of drinking, but trust me when I tell you, being high does not enhance your performance.
It doesn't.
No, it really screws it up.
It does.
Oh, yeah. I've done it all different ways. And
well, but that's if you're really high. I don't mean like...
I've been really high.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That'll mess up your performance, but just like a little...
A couple of shots.
Right. You know, like two tequila shots.
Yeah, if you're doing 3 minutes, two tequila shots, oh, my God, you got it made.
Right.
But if you're doing a half hour, 20 minutes, 15 minutes even, you can't be impaired.
Really?
And do a good job. No.
But what about all these comics in the 80s and 90s that were all coked up and did great? What about them?
I would posit that a lot of times they didn't do great.
They didn't do great.
Yeah,
okay.
They did their best work sober. I've done it. I've been on I hate even to mention this, but I've been on ships, cruise ships, up in Lake Champlain, Newport, Rhode Island,
where
I've had to do two shows.
No, you haven't.
Two in Newport, Rhode Island, and I flew up and I was exhausted and I had to write material, and so I needed something. It was at the end of the week.
A quick pick-me-up.
At the end of the week. So, yeah, it was no quick pick-me-up. It was an elongated pick-me-up. And towards the end of the second show, maybe the first, and you know what he said when he went in there? Two black guys walk into a bar.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, it's just awful. Awful,
okay.
Awful, awful.
Well, I will tell you this. You and I walked into the Friars Club one night. And they were honoring us. Bo Dietl showed up that night. Thank you to him. And so did, of all people, Ann Liguori. That was still a shocker to me from WFAN. And we were up there for quite some time. And I, as far as Rita Cosby was there, too, I had no idea whether you prepared anything or not, but you were brilliant that night. I mean, I was good because I just followed your lead, but you were great. So that makes me believe that you can do these things whenever you want.
Well, thank you for saying that. Yeah,
well, it's true.
I was completely sober, and we just ad-libbed all that.
Why were we there? Did we win something?
I don't know why. We had to go for some reason, but it was completely ad-libbed, and I had you to bounce things off and discuss and tell old stories. And so that was easy. But when you go up there by yourself and you're just telling jokes one after the other.
Oh, boy.
It's difficult.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, no, I'll tell you the end of the show, who is performing, who I'm introducing, and then you'll know the theme. We'll take it from there. How about that?
Yeah. So you're going to be good. Don't worry.
Okay.
I'll help you out.
Okay.
Bro.
If you're going to help me out, I'm going to be fine.
You're going to be
I'm ready to
really
go.
Fine.
Okay.